So we are here right at the very beginning of Mitzvah Lamed Beis, the 32nd Mitzvah of the Torah, and that is the very broad and general Mitzvah of not the prohibition of not being able to do Malacha on Shabbos. And the Chinuch, after the brief introduction that we gave last week, he now jumps into a very famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam, between Maimonides and Nachmanides. And he wants to know, how is it exactly that a person violates the prohibition that we say that their animal has to rest on Shabbos? So let's see the different opinions. The Rambam holds, Mashmashahu Sover, it seems that based upon what he writes, that Ki halav hazed dilo ta'asekum lacha ta'av v'gomer v'hemtecha, the prohibition that your animal cannot work, Yavo l'mechamer achar behemto, is including someone who is sort of driving his animal. So in other words, his animal's in front of him, and he's sort of pushing his animal forward. That this animal is plowing the land, and this guy is holding the instrument that is doing the plowing, so together he and his animal are performing this malacha of plowing on Shabbos. Levad, right? And what's the proof of the Rama? Because if the only one that was driving was the animal, according to the Rambam, this guy is only going to be over on one prohibition, and that is an ase, not a los ase. There are two levels of prohibitions. One is that you cannot work your animal, and the other is you have to let your animal rest. So says the Rambam, this guy will only be over on the prohibition of not letting his animal rest. He is not over on, this guy will only be over on the prohibition of not letting his animal rest. But in terms of violating the commandment of that your animal cannot work, you have to actually be working hand in hand with your animal. Valkin Amru b'Gemara l'fi dato, and according to his opinion, that's why the Gemara says the following, Shazah halav d'mechamer, that this prohibition against a person driving his animal forward to do this work, hu lav shenitan la'az haras misas beistin. It's a prohibition that serves as a warning, says the Gemara. It's a prohibition that serves as a warning regarding being executed by the beistin. Klumar sha'adam neharag alzad, meaning that a person can actually become liable to death by execution by the beistin if he does this malacha of letting his animal work. And he's not going to get malchus for this. So says the Rambam, how could it be that the person would ever get killed because of this malacha? It must be that he's actually doing the malacha hand in hand with the animal, and that's what this prohibition is, and therefore that's how he can actually incur the death penalty. But if a person's only letting his animal work by himself, then he's only over on the ase that he is not letting his animal rest on Shabbos. That's what the Rambam's opinion is. However, the Ramban says, he really doesn't like what the Rambam has to say over here. But Amar Kilav Zeh Shel Mechamer, this prohibition of driving the animal forward on Shabbos, it's Eino El Vehulich Achar Behem Toha Tuuna Masoi. It's simply only that he's guiding the animal forward. But says the Ramban, he doesn't need to be actually holding the plowing equipment in his hands. He only needs to just be guiding the animal forward. Abal HaAdam Lo Yaseh Shum Maaseh Biyado, the guy isn't actually doing anything. Simply the animal is doing the things, and he is guiding his animal. He is not doing violating any malacha by himself. Lachein Lo Yavo Alav Lo'om Lo Malkus Lo Misa. He says very simply, that's why the guy doesn't get any malchus for the situation when his animal is working, because not only does he not get any malchus, says the Ramban, he doesn't even get misa if he does this such a prohibition. Why? Because a person who does something that does not include any action, he is not going to get malchus for this. So says the Ramban, it's very simple. Why doesn't he get malchus? Because he's not actually doing anything. Simply, he's just guiding the animal to do this prohibition, but he himself is not doing anything wrong. Now, you might ask, even though he is not technically doing a malacha with his hands, he's clearly guiding the animal, and that means he's walking along with the animal, which means what? That he is doing some sort of action. So how do you know this is not considered an action? So says the Chinuch, Uchemosh Adar Shezachorim Arbacha, this goes based on what Chazal already teach us. Atav Egomer Behemtecha, the Pasuk says that you shall not do any malacha, and your animal. Lichtov Kara Lo Taseh Kol Malacha Behemtecha. The Torah could have written that you shall not do any work, nor shall your animal, meaning it could have left out that singular word of ata. So says the Chinuch, ata lamali, why do you need to include that word ata in the pasuk? It's in order to teach you that when a person does a malacha himself, then he incurs his own liability. But when a person allows his animal to do malacha, he does not become obligated in anything. Rather, he just gets a warning, a prohibition that he cannot let his animal do any work. Right? Just like He cannot allow his young minor child to work, nor can he allow his Canaanite slave to work. So too, he cannot allow his animal to work. So this, therefore, is a proof for the Ramban. That's what the Ramban would say, that when a person is allowing his animal to work on Shabbos, the guy doesn't actually have to do any actions. Once the guy starts doing actions, then that's his own prohibition. And again, the Rambam, Maimonides, would say that no, the only way a person can evaluate the prohibition of his animal working on Shabbos is if he himself is taking the plow with him and doing that with the animal. So that's the famous machlokes between the Ramban and the Ramban. For now, we'll stop right here, but God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with many more exciting things.